Hello everyone, this is Dr. Vignesh Devaraj, and today we are here to celebrate the completion of 150 episodes of my podcast, Ayurvedic Healing and Beyond. Before we proceed, I would like to thank each and every one of you for being a part of this beautiful journey of healing and learning. Now, what makes me the happiest is the fact that conversations around holistic healing are discussed like never before, which is quite a good indicator that we are all headed towards a healthier tomorrow. In the last 150 episodes, we have had more than 100 inspiring guests in this podcast. And even though each episode spoke about different aspects of healing, I could see that there is also something common in that, which is resonating with what I have learned over the course of my practice. In the spirit of celebrating this milestone, today I am going to share my top three profound learnings, which were actually eye-opening for me. So here we go. So let's start with the most important insight that has helped me relearn what it means to suffer from a disease. The story of almost all the renowned healers I have met, and when I had some deep conversations with them, I could see that it all started when they fell sick and felt helpless. And their own journey of recovery was the wake-up call to that inner healer in them. In that journey of their recovery, they realized that they cannot take their body for granted. And they were able to connect the dots backwards. How some of the abuse and misuse patterns in their past led to the condition they are in. It could be like overeating, substance abuse, overworking without taking rest or active recovery, unhealthy stress coping mechanisms, and how all of these contributed to their condition of sickness. The key takeaway is how the suffering and the disease were the wake-up call to their inner healer. In the end, they realized that going through this disease was one of the best things that happened in their lives, without which they would not have been able to connect with their own inner wisdom. That is why in Ayurveda, ultimate health is called Swastha, where Swa means my purest self and Stha means to be connected. So healing is a way to reconnect with your purest self. So yes, my first learning for today is that disease in itself is the path to healing. Now, the second most common thread that I witnessed throughout my interactions with so many healers and my patients is the power of mind-body connection. Now, I've seen unresolved emotions have a way of disturbing the very fabric of our bodies. It's as if these feelings, if left unresolved, can create chaos internally. Now, when you're stressed, depending on where you tend to contract your muscles, in some of us, it could be tightness of the jaws or stiff neck and shoulders, or some people have stomach cramps or stiffness in the lower back and hip joints, or even a very unhealthy hunched posture. And when this compounds over a period of time, maybe 6 months, maybe 1 year, or even 5 years, then I have seen patients come up and complain, "Doctor, I have a chronic headache. I have to live with my neck pain. I don't know what to do about this. I'm having chronic constipation." And the list just continues. So the takeaway here, your emotions influence your hormones. And this can relax or constrict your muscles in different parts of your body. And when this is unresolved, the suffering becomes the new normal. So the takeaway is that the mind and body share an intimate connection, and the journey to healing often involves unraveling the emotional knots we carry within. To put it simply, physical health and mental health have a deep interaction with each other. You cannot take care of your body without attending to your mental health, and the vice versa. The next point I would like to share is about the term idiopathic in nature. Some of you must have read about conditions that fall under the autoimmune spectrum. It could be like arthritis, multiple sclerosis, where the cause of the disease is still unknown as per the allopathic medical textbooks. Now, just because we do not know the cause does not mean there is no cause. But the problem today is we are trying to find that one single cause that is leading to this disease. And if we cannot find that one single cause in your blood reports or other investigative methods like MRI or X-ray, then it becomes idiopathic in nature. The problem with idiopathic disease is you cannot really treat it, because without knowing the root cause, how can you solve the problem? We need to understand the multidimensional nature of the human body. If you are sleep deprived for 48 hours, your cognition is the same as a person who is intoxicated with alcohol, and you cannot identify this through a blood test or MRI. So, like unhealthy sleep patterns, unresolved emotions and stress, irregular schedules can also lead to symptoms that cannot be diagnosed with an investigative mechanism. That is why in Ayurveda, surrendering to the circadian rhythm, having a proper healthy routine is considered one of the contributing factors to a healthy longevity. And not following that can lead to a spectrum of disease that falls under the concept of Vata Rakta, which can be correlated to some extent to the current day definition of autoimmune disease. So whenever you come across a disease that is idiopathic in nature, correcting the lifestyle, enhancing the nutrition, resolving the emotions is the way forward. Yes, allopathic intervention may be necessary, but improving the lifestyle is a prerequisite. The next point we will be discussing is interconnection between high Vata, burnout and high levels of cortisol. Now, throughout my practice, I've noticed that patients struggling with severe anxiety, sleep deprivation, have high cortisol levels. And the symptoms of sustained high cortisol levels are very common to the symptoms of high Vata that are actually described in the Ayurvedic textbooks. Hence, balancing Vata is the foundation for most of the stress-induced diseases. Now, let me share a story here. Once a police officer spotted a man searching for something underneath a streetlight. The officer went to him and inquired about the situation. The man replied that he had lost his keys and without them he cannot return home. He looked quite worried. So the police officer could not see any keys around the streetlight and asked him if he is sure whether he lost it there. The gentleman said no. He explained that he lost his keys two blocks away. And the police officer asked, then why are you searching underneath the streetlight? And the gentleman answered, that's because this is the only place where there is light. At first glance, this story may seem too simplistic and it is easy to label the gentleman as naive. In reality, this streetlight effect is exactly what is playing out in the treatment of idiopathic conditions. That's why in Ayurveda, there is a phonetic obsession with balancing the Vata. And balancing the Vata is like finding the lost keys where there is no light. With this, we conclude this episode and I will come back with more takeaways soon. Hope you all enjoyed this journey as much as I did. If you enjoyed this and found it useful, please share it with those who may need it. Until then, this is Dr. Vignesh Devraj from Ayurvedic Healing and Beyond Podcast, wishing you a very good health and happiness.